Let's go.
I'm open. Let's go.
This is the under 18 national team tryouts. You gotta want it.
Get out of my face.
Get open.
Hustle, ladies, hustle. Show us you want to make today's first cut.
Amazing goal.
Look what I did to that girl. I should go apologize.
Well, for being awesome? Come on, it's all a part of the game. I think the national team coaches will understand.
First aid kit, please.
Come on, Katie. Eyes on the prize.
Yeah. Eyes on the prize.
Getting back into music?
Trying to. Thought it might help me feel like my old sunny self.
Well, good. Because we could both use some post-breakup happy. So let's burn off those breakup clouds and let the sunshine in.
If only it were that simple. Have you seen my songbook? It's little pink, has every song I've ever written in it. Oh, I must have left it at Casey's. There's 3 years' work down the drain.
Or you can just get it back.
That would mean talking to him.
Well, it's bound to happen at some point.
Yeah, and when it does, he's gonna remind me of what a horrible person I am for giving our baby up for adoption. I just want to move on from all that.
Well, don't you think a little happiness is worth one tiny, awkward conversation?
Bethany? Hey. Has the team called you yet? Last night? Wow, that's amazing. Good for you. No, they haven't called me yet. Thanks, that's sweet. Okay, bye.
Was that the team?
No, Bethany. She got a call. I can't believe it. I scored twice as many goals as her in rep league.
They'll call. Hang tight.
What if I screwed this up, Mom?
By hurting that girl?
I broke her nose. I should have apologized.
It was an accident.
Well, what if the coaches don't see that? What if they think I'm some goon? If I don't make the national team, the right coaches won't see me, which means no shot at a college scholarship, which means no try for the 2016 games, which basically means I should give up soccer right now and take up knitting.
Glad you're keeping things in perspective.
This has been my plan since I was 10.
Sometimes the universe has a different plan. We adapt.
No, there is no other plan for me, okay? I need to make this team.
Definitely a Taurus. Don't just sit by the phone, you'll go crazy. Aren't you still the school president?
Yeah.
Then go be presidential.
Let me start by declaring West Rise season premiere must-see addictive teen TV is at its finest.
We have so much to talk about here on the West Drive experience.
Oh my gosh, the Carmen Carter makeout session. Confession, I liked it.
Carmen is supposed to be with Nico. Oh,
Carney? So played. The car action was so hot.
More like car wreck.
Excuse me.
No, seriously. Like,
no.
Are you coming or what?
I'll be right out.
You're leaving.
I promised Zig I'd watch him skateboard before class.
But we're not done the vlog. We've been doing these recaps since season 5. Our fans expect us to post them before the next episode.
Okay, you just finish?
By myself?
Zig's my boyfriend. You understand.
a great event to kick off my presidency, and these proposals are terrible.
Easy to sort, though. Bring your parent to school day? Denied. Proposed by Fiona Coyne? Denied.
Is that my phone buzzing?
Relax. What if we moved the Grassy Gladiators up?
Well, then we'd have to move the one-act plays over, and then the intramurals would have to start late, and basically the whole year would be ruined. Our constituents are gonna revolt unless we plan something fun.
I think someone needs a prescription for chill pills.
Oh my God. Hello? Yeah, this is her. She, me. Okay. Thank you. Thanks so much. Okay, bye.
Well,
I did it. I made it to the next round. More tryouts this afternoon. I should go to the field early.
Go. I'll take care of the student council stuff. You focus on tryouts.
Are you sure you can handle it?
Learn from the best. Might have to bust a few noses.
Thank you.
Hey. Guess I'm early.
Me too. You just have a tight schedule, and now I don't know what to do with myself. How are you? Good summer?
Yeah, it was good.
Good.
Did you get my message?
Your songbook. It's in here.
Thanks. What's all this other stuff?
Just some things you left at my house. I thought you'd want them.
So, good morning, ladies and gents. Poetry. It's the act of using language to evoke an emotional response.
Hey. Can I ask you something? I need your help.
You know this weird little man?
Oh, yeah, dude. We're totes BFFs.
Dude, can't you see I'm busy?
But Mom said...
Fine. What do you want?
Brotherly advice. How do I break up a girl and her boyfriend?
Oh, my God, Tris.
This is serious.
Sit. Pick up some weight.
Tori got back together with Zig, and now she keeps breaking plans with me.
So find another friend.
We were going to take over grade 9 together. Power squad, the play, everything. And now all she wants to do is go to the stupid skate park with stupid Zig.
So go to the skate park. Sounds like something fun normal people do.
Normal people?
I mean normal teenagers, not straight people, jeez.
Tori's my bestie. I can't lose her. And I'm not leaving until you tell me how to break them up.
So tell her Zayn called her fat.
That's your advice.
Now get out of here before someone sees you talking to me.
You went down hard, Madeline. Need to sit out for a bit?
No. I'm good.
You sure?
Yes. I'm fine.
Then Let's get you back in the game. Atta girl. Okay.
Eyes on the prize. Hey.
Whoa.
Is your knee supposed to be that color? It's not as bad as it looks. And besides, I have a million things to take care of, starting with event proposals. Lay them on me.
You sound stressed. Should I be worried?
Mayor, I'm fine. Time to make decisions. Come on.
Okay. We have Degrassi Coffee House. Put a stage in the caf, dim the lights, serve coffee, and invite musicians.
Open stage. Love it.
Really? Okay, phew, because I already made the posters and Jake's building the stage.
It's perfect. You're a lifesaver.
Yay! I'm gonna put these up. Hey.
Hey. I got your brace.
My knee's fine. I just need to get it moving.
Okay, do yours.
You ready?
Maybe.
Ow!
We got it. You okay?
Okay. Maybe I'll try with that brace. Ow.
Katie, if it hurts that bad, it might be a serious injury. You don't want to end up in a wheelchair.
Why would you say something like that?
Sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
My mom was my age when she first felt the signs of multiple sclerosis.
Sorry, I thought it wasn't a passed-on thing.
Yeah, well, studies are inconclusive at best, which is why I need to take my shot while I can. Who knows what shape I'll be in next year?
Hey, my godfather's a sports doctor. Maybe I can get you in to see him. He can give you some type of physio.
Whatever it takes.
Music can be a way to express personal style, but also a way to link yourself to a social group. I want you to pair up and brainstorm social groups defined by their musical tastes.
There are really only two groups. You're a rational person who likes Adele, or you're a moron. Break time.
Did you finish the West Drive blog?
Done. It's a little short, but the fans will love it.
Sorry about bailing this morning. Zig doesn't really get West Drive.
Zig doesn't get a lot of things, like how not to talk behind people's backs.
What people? What is he saying?
No, I can't. I shouldn't.
Is it about me?
I walk by the skate park and I overheard Zig say to his buddies that he likes that you're a little bit curvy.
He thinks I'm fat? A jerk!
I know, right? No. No, 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 no. Don't cry. Don't cry.
He's gonna break up with me again and then I'll have no one.
Maybe not. He said he likes it.
Doesn't mean that he hates me.
No, he doesn't. He didn't even say it. I made it up.
Why would you do that?
Because you're spending all your time with him. We're supposed to be best friends.
We are. And a real best friend would want to hang out with his best friend and her boyfriend. Don't try and break them up. What's wrong with you? Now I'm a mess. You moped all night. I see you're moping again, but I have the cure for the mopes. Open stage at the coffee house.
Yeah, I don't know, Allie.
Didn't Casey give your songbook back?
Yeah, along with all this. It's too much right now.
So you're just gonna sit and stare at it instead of singing?
How am I supposed to be happy with all this stuff haunting me?
What are you doing?
I'm gonna lock this away, and you are gonna find the happiest song to sing at the coffee house.
Yeah, I'm not really in the mood.
Not yet. But did you know you can make a dog happy by wagging its tail? Make it do that thing it does when it's happy, then it feels like it's happy, and then it becomes happy.
I don't have a tail, Allie.
Singing songs is your tail, Jenna. Now you wag that tail, girl. You wag it. I said wag it.
Okay, I'm wagging.
Okay, that's good enough.
So is there any physio I can do?
I'll draw you up a plan. Stay off until the swelling goes down, and then you'll come back and see.
But my next tryout's tomorrow.
Doesn't sound like a good idea. I think you strained your ACL. If you tear it, you're looking at walking complications for the rest of your life, or worse. I'll book an MRI. We'll see what's going on in there.
Okay, well, can we do that today?
Well, the first opening isn't until early next month.
What? No, then I'll lose my chance at the national team. Can't you give me an injection?
Injection?
For the pain. I mean, pros get them all the time. Hockey players, basketball players.
Well, those are elite athletes paid to play through the pain.
Can't you give me something? Oxy, codeine?
You want me to prescribe powerful, habit-forming drugs without a proper course of treatment?
Yeah. I mean, you said it yourself. You can't be sure it's my ACL.
Take some ibuprofen. If it hurts to walk, don't play on it. I'll have my assistant set you up for an MRI.
A girl like me just trying to have some fun, not going around trying to bug anyone, but still I sit there and shine, just believe, touch the sky, open.
Do you have to do that here?
This is where the coffee house is. No offense, but do you have to do that here?
Shouldn't you be home making out with your step-girlfriend?
Claire and I broke up.
Sorry, I didn't know. I'll play somewhere else.
No, stay. I'll do something less hammery.
Thanks.
But, oh, can you play something a little less shiny?
Less shiny?
You know how it is post-breakup. I mean, happy music seems phony right now.
Zig, it was you? Here, you're so sweet.
I got invited too. I thought it was you.
It was I. I have a proposal. Please, sit. Tori, you're my best friend. Zig, you're a good guy, I'm sure. But I felt like you were taking her away from me. I got jealous.
And you tried to break us up.
I know. It was stupid. But look, I'm totally willing to share.
I'm not a sandwich, Triss.
I'm sorry. Can't we just all hang out together, like you said? Starting with this. They're calling for acts for the open stage, and I say we do half-hearted until I'm with you.
The song we wrote at summer camp?
And performed at your uncle's wedding. It killed. People cried.
Are you in?
Sure. Why not?
Who says three's a crowd?
Someone's hungry.
It's not what you think. I'm looking for something, and you're in my way.
Easy. I'm just getting a drink. Is everything okay?
No one binges on peas. It's for my knee. Satisfied?
Whatever.
There's my soccer star. Do you want any particular meal tonight? Fuel for tomorrow's big tryout?
No, just whatever's easy.
Pass me my anticonvulsants.
What if I can't do it?
Are you nervous? Ever since you were in utero, you've been a little kicker. You were born for this, literally. Codeine?
Yep. Here you go. You don't take those every day, do you?
Only when I need it. I'm gonna call your father at the office, and then I'm gonna start dinner. My daughter, on the national team.
Hi.
So, what did Dr. Dawkins say?
That there's a 50% chance that it's nothing at all.
What about the other 50?
Pain's all in your head, right?
Wow. You are hardcore. So, why don't you show me what you got there, princess?
You asked for it.
Okay. Lucky shot. Let's see you do that one twice. That was awesome. So how does it feel?
Better. Much better. I feel great.